This is Scott Becker with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. Thrilled today to be joined by Dr. Will Jackson. Dr. Jackson is the president and CEO of the Erlanger Health System in Tennessee. Thrilled to get a visit with him on a whole host of issues today. Dr. Jackson, can you take a moment to introduce yourself?
Yes, Scott. Again, I appreciate the opportunity to speak with you today. As you mentioned, I'm the president and CEO of Erlanger Health System. And by background, my training is as an intensivist. I went to medical school in New Orleans and then subsequently trained in the Army at Walter Reed Army Medical Center, served during the early years of the Iraq and Afghanistan conflicts, and then subsequently spent the better part of a decade at Inova Health System in Northern Virginia. I've been at Erlanger about 5 years. I came here in November of 2015, actually almost 5 years to the month, as Chief Medical Officer and Executive Vice President, and then I moved into this role about 14 months ago.
What was it like serving as a physician during the Iraqi and Afghanistan conflict? Just give us a sense of what that's like.
Well, again, I appreciate that question, Scott. I want to have a measure of humility about it. I was blessed in that I was never in theater. I was never directly in Iraq or Afghanistan. I will say that was probably the most professionally rewarding time of my career. I worked at the bedside with a lot of the individuals that had trained me. And obviously, whether one agreed with the mission or the nature of what our soldiers, sailors, airmen, Marines were doing, these were really individuals that are salt of the earth, almost to a man when they came back. And some of them suffered heinous injuries, serious atrocities during the course of the conflicts. They would want to go back to their unit. They would really say, what can I do to get healthy again and to get back with the men and women that I was serving with overseas? So it was truly a privilege. I am more of a lover than a fighter, but I am a proud veteran and really proud of what our medical corps in this military accomplished during that time. Just really a great time professionally, notwithstanding all the injuries and the casualties that we saw.
Magnificent. Thank you. And take a moment and talk about Erlanger Health System and a few key points of pride in Erlanger. And I just want to talk to you for a moment on what you're seeing in COVID-19 in your greater area today, middle of November 2020. But talk about Erlanger first and just sort of core points of pride in the system.
No, sure. So a few points there, Scott. Thank you. Erlanger is really what I would put as an essential civic asset for Chattanooga in this region. We are a public safety net hospital. We rely on support from our community, and we take care of every patient without regard to ability to pay, and we're very proud of that mission. That does give its own sense of considerations and issues that you have to deal with on a day-to-day basis that some other health systems might not have to deal with. But I think it affords us the ability to deal with a day-to-day sharpness and intensity and commitment to the community that you might not see in other areas. That comes through in a few ways, and you asked for a few points of pride. I'll speak to those. The first is just that everyone that works at Erlanger is about the community. We've got a lot of people who have been dedicated to the organization for many, many years, and that just shows in terms of their longevity and their commitment to the organization. Some of the people that have been working here, their family members have been here. Some of them, their grandparents have worked here, and they've been committed over the long term to Erlanger's health and well-being. We have 37 associates as of 2 months ago who had greater than 40 years of service continuously with Erlanger. So when people want to work here, they're committed to the mission and to what we do. Secondly, and this is just an example of what we do for the community, there's a lot of national news, Scott. In 2016, we unfortunately had a terrible bus crash at one of our elementary schools here, and we had six young children that died. And unfortunately, history repeated itself last month. You might have heard we had another bus crash in Meigs County, which is a little bit north of Hamilton County, where Chattanooga resides. And when I came through our children's trauma center emergency room, you could just see people were calm, they were tough, they were tested. It was a terrible situation, but it's what you might see with a successful military unit or a Super Bowl winning offensive line. People do the job, they do it with excellence, they do it with pride, and they do it without beating their chest. And then lastly, just as a segue to the pandemic, I think a lot of people in our industry are seeing this with their heroes at the bedside. You know, our staff have risen to the occasion like you see in a lot of other places. We had a gentleman locally who was having a small wedding ceremony last month, and he passed out. Now, you'd think ordinarily that might be cold feet, but unfortunately, this poor man was found to have a brain tumor. And his biggest lament was not so much visitors, although I'm sure he missed his bride. It was the fact that he didn't get to taste his wedding cake. So my staff went, prepared balloons, had a lot of fanfare, prepared him a cake, used technology to ensure he could have connections with his family members, even though the pandemic didn't allow for a lot of visitation. And, you know, that's what our staff do in spite of the pandemic. So I'm proud of the efforts we've done during this time, but it's been about trying to keep the main thing the main thing, being about the enterprise and the mission, making sure that when you're in a tough situation, you rely on what you've done before, and then making sure that you rise to the human element and take care of the people that are right in front of you. I think our team does that to a magnificent, just in a magnificent way.
And Dr. Jackson, when you mention an offensive line that works in tandem, I immediately want to go to start asking you about why we can't get the Chicago Bears offensive line to act like that. But I'll avoid that question. And I'll avoid that segue. Let me ask you this question about leadership in your career. Talk about the evolution of your career from being a physician to being a physician leader to now really leading a health system. Just talk a little bit about that transition. Was there a pivotal moment in that transition? How did that come about?
I appreciate the question, Scott. I will tell you, I'd always had an idea about being a physician. A lot of that was put in me as a youth by my mother. But when I was at Walter Reed, I think the military just teaches you leadership, whether some of that is just is natural. I mean, obviously, there's a focus around that, given how our military and how the officer corps works. And unfortunately, after 9/11, a lot of junior physicians were thrown into roles just because that's what the military and the mission required. And I was blessed at Walter Reed in that I was dealing with a lot of critical injuries, but I had a lot of the mentors around me who had trained me as an intern, as a resident, and as a fellow. So there was, in essence, that comfort of having people who had overseen my own career development, making sure that I was doing the right things in terms of taking care of the patients that were dealing with these serious injuries. I will say some of why I started to segue over to the administrative side, tied to where I felt my strengths were in critical care. If you're going to be a successful intensivist, it helps to be a great clinician and to be a superb diagnostician and to know what you're looking at with the patient in front of you. I think I was decent at those areas, Scott, but it wasn't where I think my best skills and interests lie. If you're going to be a good intensivist, number one, you have to be able to lead multidisciplinary teams. If you're in an ICU, the pharmacist knows more than you about the medications. The nurse knows more about you from the past 12 hours of the patient. The respiratory therapist knows more about the ventilator settings and so on. So a degree of humility, and managing multidisciplinary teams matter. Secondly, you have to have crucial conversations, and I learned a lot about that in terms of talking to these soldiers and their families when they were coming back from theater horribly maimed. And then thirdly, you just have to have an attention to detail. There's a lot that goes into critical care in 2020, and just making sure that you're managing everything with a level of intensity and frankly, giving the data the discipline and the time that it merits, that goes into what you do as a leader nowadays. I will also say when I was at Inova Health System, I learned a ton there. Was a better part of a decade there. Leaders there invested in me. When I came there, Dr. Stephen Moore was the chief medical officer. He then subsequently left to be the national CMO for Catholic Health Initiatives. He encouraged me to move toward getting another degree. Mark Stouter, who was the chief operating officer, he's now at Hackensack Meridian, great leader, always was giving me additional opportunities for increased responsibility and supporting me, regardless of, whether I made initial mistakes, just to correct the course and do what's right by the patients. And Mark was superb in that way. And then Dr. Lauren Flint, who was Steve Moore's successor as the chief medical officer at Inova, just again, a wise and experienced physician leader. Frankly, probably one of the earliest physicians in the country to go and get an MBA. really gave me good leadership. So, you know, part of what I've taken from my career in Army and Inova, and hopefully brought somewhat to Erlanger, is the role of effective and investing mentors. It's about people, and if you invest in people, they'll deliver on the execution. You just have to show them that you care about them and that you're willing to take time to invest them. And I've really been blessed by that with the leaders that I've worked with.
And take a moment and talk about what you're seeing in Tennessee today with COVID-19. Is it surging back up? What's the sense of what you're seeing currently?
Yeah, I think what we're seeing here is similar to what you see at the national level right now, Scott. I think Tennessee, depending on part of the state, some areas have been what you'd say are a little more progressive in terms of mask wearing and social distancing and making sure that hand washing, all the precautions are taken. Some are taking different tacks. I understand and respect all of the approaches, in politics and elements around it. Here in Hamilton County, which is where Erlanger is, we've been blessed. We have a county mayor and a city mayor. They started a task force right in the first month of the pandemic that has me, our two competitor hospitals, and a lot of other leaders from the community, leaders on the education side, leaders from the universities that are really tracking the epidemiology, other clinical leaders. So we have a call. We actually had one about 2 hours ago. Every Tuesday morning, we get about 25 leaders from the region just to discuss what we're seeing and what we can do better around it. So I'm very pleased and proud that Chattanooga has been progressive in this arena. With the specifics, the announcement around the vaccine yesterday may give a little light at the end of the tunnel. I think there's, unfortunately, as we're seeing an increase in cases across the country, and Tennessee is no different. Erlanger has its highest number of cases today that we've had in during the course of the pandemic since the beginning of March, late February, I should say. But all that said, again, in terms of PPE, our workforce, the nature of what we do to maintain our readiness, we're doing fine right now. But as you well know, following the industry, you look to God's grace and you do the best you can.
I mean, that's really the truth. I mean, you give it your very best to mitigate this for as long as possible, try and manage it as long as possible, and trying to get through to the other side into a spot where, a bright spot in vaccines, but really completely changing the picture of everything, might be running through the disease curve, then getting the vaccines, and hopefully not too long till we get there, because it's a scary spot. It really is. And our healthcare workers, our healthcare leaders are doing this magnificent job in managing it as best you can and trying to keep the workforce upbeat and positive and resilient. And what a job you guys have, I tell you.
Well, I appreciate those sentiments, Scott. Again, I appreciate a large part of what Becker plays in terms of keep us all informed. I will say that, it's been, I think, there's an element of wear and fatigue in the country. I really am proud of my team for rising to that occasion, but it's just something that is going to require a continued state of readiness and vigilance and really trying to continue to innovate around how we maintain our workforce and at the same time message the need to continue these measures until the pandemic abates.
Fantastic. No, we hope in not too long that we start to see the peak and moving to the other side. It's a little scary because the last time they were peaked, it was very much in different parts of the country, but at least we did see peaks and then go in the right direction. So I'm hoping we see the same thing here. It does seem more broad right now than it's been at different times throughout the pandemic, but we are hoping that it runs this course of peaking and then moving to the other side in not too long. But we'll see how it goes. Dr. Jackson, I want to thank you for your time today. Magnificent career. I love the Erlanger Health System, and just a great pleasure to get to visit with you today. Thank you very much.
Scott, truly appreciate your advocacy, your time, and again, God bless you.